We were talking yesterday on the show about my wedding. For a bloody change, says you. For a bloody change. I was kind of talking about the fact that I'm not going to do a hen. And my friends here, Emma and Dave, were finding that very sad and pathetic.
And, not pathetic, just like,
a bit of a loser
just
and
like,
a sap.
You deserve an old hen.
Yeah, and I was, and that's fair enough. And I was kind of saying, it's not that I'm like, oh, no one's going to do it for me. But I was just like, it makes me a bit anxious, the kind of coming together of all the different groups.
I'd be the same for like a birthday or something.
And you were both relating to me on this. Like you were saying, oh, if you have your work friends and you have your
home friends in different spots.
Yeah, and like, you know, people have different vibes. Like say the people that you made friends with when you're 12 and now that you make friends with in your 30s as a woke adult, you know, like you're different. And you're like, you know, is everyone going to get on? Is everyone going to vibe?
So nothing would give me more fear than two of my friends who don't know each other like not getting on or having a kind of a bad vibe with each other. It would really stress me.
Exactly.
That's what stressed me about my birthday. It was like all the groups meeting. Like my mates from college are the most unwoke people in the world, and then yous two are the most woke people I know.
Oh my God, thank you. I mean, we're enough for everyone.
We all have friends that have huge potential to seriously offend someone.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. And you always...
I'm usually that friend, but...
What's a friend group without someone like that?
Honestly, I love it. It keeps us all grounded.
Keeps on our toes.
But yeah, so that is kind of something that plays on my mind a lot. And then we got a text in while we were having this discussion. Someone saying like, Fiona like does stand up. Like how is she anxious about a hen? Like you can get on stage and do that. And I feel like I thought this was a really well-known thing. Like stand-up comedians are not well people mentally. Like,
yeah.
You know, like I'll be... you'll be like, say if you're on a gig, like on a club show in Dublin on
a
Wednesday
night. What's a club show mean? What's that mean?
A club show is like where there's like five or six comedians on.
Okay.
And you're waiting to go on. You're standing,
not a big headliner.
No. You're standing in the hallway with all the comedians and you're like, these people need to be studied. And I would never be, probably, we'd never be all together if it wasn't for stand-up.
Okay.
And it's just a mad assembly of people. And people are very mentally not well. And it's kind of like a sad clown complex. Like, I'm not going to get too heavy into it because it's like everyone's depressed. But it's like, you know, you usually have something that happened to you that makes you be a stand-up.
Right,
you have,
okay.
You know, you're laughing the pain
it's
away.
A bit of trauma, is it?
Really?
Like, yeah, or you're kind of like, have always felt like you need to be the funny person
I
to make.
Life,
or other things. Anyway, no, I'm not gonna get into that too much. But just like stand-ups are usually quite shy people. My fiance Dwayne is a stand-up comedian as well. This is how we met. And my brother always tells the story of how when he met Dwayne for the first time, I think me and Dwayne were on our, it wasn't even a date, like we were meeting up after the end of a night out.
Okay.
And full disclosure, I was taking a pee in front of a door in Dublin on a night out in the lead up to Christmas.
Keep it classy.
Keep it classy.
Still shy, are you?
Keep it classy. It was a long time ago.
She's just a shy girl,
I'm shy, but doing something like that is fine. And my brother came, I think he wanted to get a key off me or something for our house. And he was
you
like...
You didn't have one, that's why you were peeing
outside. Yeah, exactly, where can I go? And he was like saying to Dwayne, like, oh, you're a comedian, like, tell me a joke.
No!
And he, which I think, again, most people know you should do that. And he always, Dwayne is very shy.
Okay.
Now, he's like very, very shy. And my brother Michael always says, Dwayne made the noise that's like the old school internet dial up.
No.
But he was like, trying to be like, how do I even respond to this? So just for people who don't know, like maybe a lot of people don't have a stand-up comedian personally in their lives. So I'll just for context say things that are easy to do. And not easy to do. So when you're doing stand-up is fine. Going to your debs is not. Just for an example.
That's mental.
Okay.
Now, doing stand-up is fine. Trying to get on the bus when you don't know what you're meant to say to the bus driver is not. Like, what? Do I say 180? Do I say Crumlin Road? It's grand. I'll just walk.
Or I'll just charge myself for the whole fare.
Yeah, do the whole fare.
I'm going to the end of the road. End of the line. Or like, I'll just be getting the bus like back and forth along the route forever.
You're just saying where you want to go.
No. You can't be at that.
No, I'm going to teach you throughout this.
Okay,
this whole
okay,
thing.
Grant.
The
right.
First point, yes. You just tell the bus driver where you want to go. And then you put the little leap card on top of his little, you know,
okay.
His little stool there.
Oh my God, that's so true.
On a shelf.
Well, I feel better. Okay, doing stand-up is fine. Doing a speech at your sister's wedding is not. I had to do a speech at my sister's wedding and everyone was like, oh, this will be good now. Looking forward to this. You better give us a laugh with this one. And I was like, I'm not doing it.
That's
I
a lot
was
of pressure.
So
I just sobbed
like a leaf.
During my sister's thing because, and I'm not a stand-up comedian at all, obviously, but horrific. Public
you sobbed?
Like, just mix of emotion and I can't do this.
I cried as well. I actually had to skip a big bit about how proud I am of her because I was crying so much. And I, you know, she doesn't even know I'm proud of her.
I would honestly, like, love that. I'd make the whole wedding about me. It'd be fantastic.
Okay, well, that's great. Doing stand-up is fine. Starting a new job and not knowing where the toilet is and having to ask someone is not. That is not okay. Thankfully, Dave gave me a tour of the whole building when I started. I don't remember one thing off the tour. And now I'm sure the whole building is being refurbished anyway.
So why is it bad to go, sorry, where's the bathroom?
Oh, no.
Why?
And it's like,
she's got social anxiety.
Because then everyone goes, oh my God, the poor new girl. She doesn't even know where the bathroom is. Will someone show that girl where the bathroom is?
And what's wrong
like,
with that?
No, because then it's attention's like, everyone's looking at you.
That new girl needs a shite.
Yeah, exactly. Doing stand-up is fine. Someone not hearing what you say the first time and you having to repeat yourself is not. And you're like, oh no, I was just saying I'm having a really good time. I was just saying the music class.
I think it's way worse when you can't hear them, so you just kind of go, yeah.
Yeah, and you're like, did I just agree to something so problematic? Doing stand-up is fine. This is my last one. Wearing a new hat out for the first time in public is
no,
not.
That's
and
never
trying to act
fine.
Like, oh yeah, I always wear this stuff.
Do these people know I wear a hat?
Be careful going forward. Don't wear a hat to work around Dave for the first time.
Fair.
No,
noted.
Yeah, right.
What's that
one.
New hat? Is it?
Is this the hat club? Is it?